Chafetz Chaim Yomi, day 81. And we're up to the Hilchas, the Halachas of Lashon Hara, telling over Lashon Hara about somebody who did an Avera of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. And within that, we're up to the Halachas of a person telling over someone who did Ben Adam L'Chaveroi against him. The person who's telling Lashon Hara, Shimon, Reuven is telling Lashon Hara, wants to say the story about Shimon who did something to Reuven, to him. The Ato and now. And we said that within certain limits, it is allowed, because if it's to try to get this person not to do it again, that is one of the reasons when we say that it would be allowed. Ato and now, re'e achi, see my brother. Ein tzarich shikul gadol l'zeh be'ezo eifin l'sapar inyan. He has to be very careful to weigh this issue very much before he decides that he actually is allowed to say over the story, and it is one that is mutter. Ki be'es atzipur hu oimid b'sakana atzuma shel iser sipur lashon hara. At the time of telling this story, he is holding the possibility, a great possibility of the sakana of telling telling real lashon hara. Im lo yishmar atzmai b'chol ha'pratim, if he won't be careful to keep those seven pratim that we spoke about it, most of them is in the prat number 2 and number 4. So let's go through those seven pratim so that we know them, and then we'll see which ones are number 2 and number 4. The first one is that he has to see it himself. It's not through hearsay. Two is that he didn't go quick to judge. He knows that after deliberating very, very carefully that this is really that the Yana did something wrong, and he did something wrong to him. Three, he has to try to confront and give Musar to this person who did the thing before telling over a story about him to others. Unless such a case where, well, let's just put it that way. He has to try to give him Musar. Four, don't exaggerate. So now 2 and 4 are don't judge, don't be quick to judge, and don't exaggerate. This has to be that he didn't give any kind of exaggerations in the story, or even missing out details that might have made the story less bad, right? So if he exaggeration by skipping details is also not good. Beneficial intent. Number 5 is that he has to have it, that he means it for the good. He's not meaning it for his own benefit. He means it for like personal pride benefit. He means it that it actually there'd be something should come out of this. It's really that he's not going to do this again, or it's really that Yen is going to do tshuva, whatever. It has to be for real benefit. Number 6 is that he knows no alternative to get this benefit other than to say the story to these people. And 7 is that that will come out of the fact that he told this over this Lashon Hara. This story is not going to be any greater damage than the original damage that was done with the original story, with the original infraction. So again, the 2 and 4 are that he wasn't quick to judge at the time that he decided on the story that the Yana did something bad to him, and number 4 is that he's not exaggerating in any way. That we have to say for this that the life and death is on the hand of the tongue, because if he slips a little bit and ends up with a little bit of exaggeration, he ends up with the Isra of Lashon Hara, which is a difficulty that's mavis. If he's not careful for himself, if he has to deliberate and think about it before he starts talking, how is he going to explain this? How is he going to tell this over the story? He's got to have it rehearsed beforehand so that he shouldn't end up with either exaggeration by telling more or exaggeration by taking out any details that'll make it a less of a story. Bevada Yukoshal, he for sure stumble. Chas v'shalom. Ki be'ez ma'isim is, because shas ma'isa, misgaba boyakas, he's going to work himself up as he's telling over the story. He's going to be angry. Adam, the person who did this story, v'yeshalai li'izor b'zeh. And then he's going to be impossible for him to be careful on this. Alkane, ma'oid ma'oid yoshes atzmoy eitzes benafshe. He has to do a lot, much. He has to be careful, and he has to come up with ideas of how he's going to stick to the script and not exaggerate, not put in any details or take out any details. Koydim shiaskal saper, before he starts telling over the story. Heich lohoitzi zein yipiv, how he's going to take this. To use, I was going to say this. How it's going to come out of his mouth? Shaloi legadol as a avlo yoiser me mashahi, that he's not making this avlo, this thing that was done bad to him, more than it is. Heich lahoitzi, sorry, v'yichavin l'tayelas, and he has to have it that his intent is beneficial. K'moshik savdim b'sif yud gimel and skalel, as we said before. And from all that we spoke, nuchaliris, we could see. Goitel hatov was the great possibility for a mistake. Shemishtapshim by bnei adam tamid, that people are making a mistake all the time. This is a common mistake that people say, that shemnir leechad shemedaber lashon hara al chaver. If he sees a person that's speaking of lashon hara on his friend, shalai befonav, not in front of him, magana oisay, and he's putting him down. Now, so a person sees another person saying lashon hara. He says, why are you saying lashon hara? This is lashon hara. You shouldn't be saying it about a person. And the guy says, well, I'm saying lashon hara about him. He just said lashon hara about me, right? Now, there's a couple of reasons why that's wrong. One of them is, how did he know that person said lashon hara about me? Was he mekabel rechilas? Did someone come over and tell him and he believed him? So lama ata medaber all of lashon hara. So he says, v'chashet alei shelenu, and he asks him, lama ata medaber lashon hara. Why are you telling him? Why are you saying lashon hara about yenu? Take if yashav light. The guy answers back. He's the righteous indignation. Meishagam hudi bro alai the ilifnei plenty. He spoke about me lashon hara in front of some other person. This is a big mistake. And many reasons why this is a mistake. Echod, shemin shemesapel lachazed. Some the person who's telling you this, osur min atar la aminoi mipnei kabbalas rechilas. He should not have been believing the guy who told him that Yen said the lashon hara about it, because that's what kabbalas rechilas. Ukamashik asavda kampam. That's we said many times. That he's not a b'mkal mechiras. Ve'echi mutter leilech l'saper all of machmaseh. How is it possible for him to go and tell over? Now, aside from that, now you're saying that it's mutter to go ahead and tell other people. That's also void. The luya heishe adav emes. Let's say it's taka true that Yenev said, and for some reason or another, you were allowed to, or you were able to, or you did anyway, mekabel the rechilas about it. He said lashon hara about it. How does that make it that you have license now to say lashon hara about someone about him? A, that because it's in the comma, but B, also because it's lashon hara. It's still lashon hara. It doesn't take it out from the din of being lashon hara. The lu yehesh ador emes shehudi bralecha. Let's say it's even true that he spoke about you. Gam kein also, it's still also machmaseh lelech ledaber olav lashon hara. It's still also the goal to say lashon hara about him. Kumesh kusav nebesif yud aleph niskaleil. As we said before, in Sif Yud Aleph, Yashikoyach, and have a great day.